All right, Christian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Thanks for taking the time to join us here this afternoon on Sports Talk. Christian, why Penn State? The first question everyone wants to know.
It really wasn't that hard of a decision for me. You know, once I got on campus and, you know, got to know the coaching staff and get a feel for the students and, you know, campus life in general, you know, it just felt like home to me. You know, not saying that any of the other universities really didn't click with me, but, you know, I like those universities, but I love Penn State. And at the end of the day, you know, I think that State College was the best decision for me in Penn State.
How do you see yourself fitting in Coach Bill O'Brien's offense?
You know, I really feel like I can do the things that he wants to do. You know, it takes a cerebral quarterback. You know, I feel like I have the mental capacity to do that, pick it up and understand when to check, when not to check, what to check into. And then I feel like I have the physical tools to be able to do what he asked me to do. So, you know, I just felt like being put in a system that is widely used in the NFL, basically playing in the Patriots offense, gives me a great opportunity to succeed.
Christian, is this the type of offense and coaching staff that's in place, the system that's in place at Penn State, that you feel gives you the best opportunity to take it to the next level?
Without a doubt, you know, just the total experience that this coaching staff's had, you know, not even Coach O'Brien, Coach Hickson, you know, Coach Strollo, all those guys, the whole offensive staff and the defensive staff, you know, not only for me, but other guys who are looking to come here and the guys who made their decisions, you know, they're getting put in front of one of the best staffs, in my opinion, in the country. So, you know, can't wait to go to work with those guys.
Christian Hackenberg joining us here on Sports Talk. Christian, with the sanctions against Penn State, was there ever any hesitation or second-guessing in the decision?
You know, at first, being a 17-year-old kid, mm-hmm. you know, I really was just like, you know, taking a step back and sort of had to reevaluate everything. And I went to my parents and my coaches, and, you know, at the end of the day, nothing really changed for me as to why I committed to Penn State. You know, I didn't commit to Penn State to go play in bowl games. I committed to Penn State because I felt like it was a great school. It would be the best place for me to maximize my potential. And, you know, if I were to get hurt and couldn't play another down, I'd be happy going to school there. You know, it's a great school, awesome environment. So, you know, at the end of the day, after reevaluating that, you know, the sanctions really didn't affect anything.
Christian, what about Bill O'Brien? Did you talk to him when he had that flirtation with the professional league this year, the NFL? Did you talk to him at all? And what message did he give you, if you can share that with us, that gave you the confidence that he's going to be your coach, not only this year, but perhaps down the road, and that you're excited to play for Coach O'Brien at Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a dead period when that was all going on, so he really couldn't call me. Mm-hmm. So I contacted him. But, you know, even before that, he had assured me that he wasn't going anywhere. So, you know, he's been truthful with me throughout the whole process, and I the same way. So, you know, I trusted him, and I really didn't have much concern about that.
Christian, we've talked to a lot of other recruits, and what they've said is they've really appreciated Coach O'Brien and his staff's honesty towards you guys. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He's not going to beat around the bush with you guys. As a recruit, do you really appreciate that?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's something that, you know, I value a lot more than, you know, his college resume. You know, he didn't ever coach in college before as a head coach. So, you know, him being honest and, you know, the production that he's had this year, you know, I can't wait to play for that guy.
We're talking to Christian Hackenberg, the number one rated recruit in the country, quarterback position. Christian, with this recruiting class, you've kind of been, you and Adam Brenneman have been kind of the leaders. Talk about the leadership that you're looking to bring to the table next year and your years here at Penn State altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like going through this whole thing with the sanctions and whatnot really allowed me to establish myself as a leader in this class. And you know, not only me, but the other guys that stuck around through the whole thing. So, you know, I feel like we've sort of gone through the same struggle that the team did, and you know, the same trials that they went through this past year without actually being with them. And, you know, just being up there with the guys on my official and stuff, just being able to talk to them, I feel like I'm going to fit in right there with them. And, you know, I'm just going to try and establish myself as a leader and, you know, go to work. And, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see how the cards fall.
I'd imagine something along those lines, Christian, too, is building on what the 2012 team accomplished, but then building and creating your own legacy, correct?
Exactly.
And is early playing time something that's a factor for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going in there, you know, in the mindset that I'm competing for a job, and I'm going to be as physically and mentally prepared as I can. You know, once I get my hands on the playbook, I'm going to really dive into that and work hard in that aspect. And, you know, just come in there and compete and, you know, let Coach O'Brien decide with who he thinks is going to be the best guy to lead the team.
Yeah, just to clear up any speculation, Christian, a lot of people have said, well, if Christian redshirts, then he can play potentially 2 years in a bowl game. And I know you mentioned earlier that it's not about the bowl game for you. So just to clear up any speculation regarding that, you're ready to play as soon as you step on campus.
In my mind, I am. So as long as Coach O'Brien you know, doesn't decide that a red shirt would be the best thing for me, then I'm going to come in there ready to compete.
Christian, what did you gain from the Elite 11 and the Under Armour experiences and being with professional quarterbacks, a guy like a Trent Dilfer? What did you gain from that experience?
There was a lot of value to me in my game, you know, just really understanding the whole aspect of being a quarterback, you know, and really just fine-tuning my skills. You know, being out there with Trent, he has a bunch of connections with guys like George Whitfield, and being able to work with those guys. You know, George works with the top five picks in the draft every year from the quarterback position. So, you know, just being able to take the knowledge base that you get from there and apply that to your game, and, you know, being in contact with Coach Dilfer, being able to contact him whenever I need to about things is great. And then, you know, the Under Armour game was a unique experience because, unlike the Elite 11, I actually got to play with live D linemen coming at me and all that stuff. So I think that really gave me a chance to adjust to the type of speed I'm going to see at the next level. You know, the first day of practice, it sort of was a different level for me. I hadn't seen that yet, you know, coming from high school. But, you know, it took a couple days to adjust, and then I really got a lot out of that.
We spoke earlier with Adam Amin, the play-by-play announcer that for that game for ESPNU. He had rave reviews for you, Christian. Thought I'd pass that along. As one of the top recruits, is there an extra element of pressure coming into the collegiate level to perform as soon as you step on campus?
You know, I think that naturally people are going to think that, you know, he's going to be able to come in there and, you know, compete and be great, great right off the bat. But, you know, it's a big step. You know, it's a lot bigger step than people understand. My dad played the position, and he had to make that step, and that's one thing that he's really been harping on me about is just, you know, you got to be prepared. The game's going to be a lot faster. It's going to be totally different from what you've seen in the past. So for me, you know, I'm not too worried about that. I know that if I take care of everything that I need to take care of and, you know, come up there with my heart into the whole thing, that I'll be all right.
We're talking to Christian Hackenberg. Along the same lines with that question, Christian, you know, your Twitter account, very active. You have a lot of Penn State alumni, current students tweeting at you all the time. I'm wondering if you and other members of your recruiting class realize just how revered you are up here in State College, and you guys haven't even stepped foot on campus yet.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, from all the Twitter things, you know, I haven't been in Pennsylvania since I was 7 years old, so 7, 8 years old. So for me, you know, I haven't really understood the largeness of this yet. Adam's been sort of trying to explain it to me, but I guess I'll understand that once I step foot on campus.
What role did your family have in this decision, Christian?
You know, they really didn't play a big role for me. You know, I wanted to be close enough to home, but far enough away, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of schools that I was down to, you know, fit that mold. But, you know, I really wouldn't say that my family played a deciding factor in it.
Christian, when you graduate or whenever you move on, if you're fortunate enough to move on to the National Football League, what do you want people to say years after your time here at Penn State about you while you were here?
You know, I really just like them to look at me as a guy who stuck to his word, and then came in and performed. You know, that's all, barring no injuries, I'm going to come in there and hopefully be able to perform to the level that, you know, I feel like I can. And, you know, a guy who really set the tone and helped not only me as an individual, but this class helped just get Penn State out of these hard times and, you know, climb back to where they belong in college football.
Christian Hackenberg, the nation's top overall quarterback recruit. Christian, just from talking to you, we look forward to talking to you again. Very impressive, and we look forward to watching you here in State College and at Penn State. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Christian.
No problem. Thank you, guys.